when I realized what an emergency it was, you're just on survival mode. You're not really thinking, oh, I really should go through and get this and this and this. It's like, we got to get out of here because this is really serious. So we had the boxes of financial stuff. I ran when the mayor first said we're on mandatory evacuation, went down to the basement, got our computers, got the cat in the cat carrier, got the dog ready to go. I went upstairs and dumped all of our medicine. And then I grabbed the clothes that we had sitting out. I grabbed a blood pressure cuff that was sitting on a credenza. And I like to tell people I really needed it when I realized I forgot my password to all my passwords on the internet. So it's just weird, random stuff. You're sitting there and you know you should get stuff, but it's not working very, your brain is not working very fast. So I'm a real proponent of having a list of essential things and have it on the door so you don't have to think about it. You just go and get those things. We had been camping and boating. We'd left those out, so I was pulling the camper. We hooked up our boat to my son's truck and turned around to go down the street. Ashton Park is our street. Well, when I got to the end of Ashton Park, there were cars waiting. You know, at this point, I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, I'm going to burn up because here's the fire and the smoke and the traffic. But what happened, which was really amazing, is cars were lying clear up the street. I mean, I couldn't even see the end of the line, but they'd let a car in. So every other car got in. But it was really, really slow for quite a while. It was really dark. Started to get kind of orangey, browny, the smoke and the fire. So it was kind of hard to see. So I think it was scary initially when I first had to stop because I thought, are we going to be able to get into traffic? Thursday, I found an aerial photograph from the Denver Post. And that was the first time where it's like, wow, it's gone. I cried really hard. I think it's at that point we hadn't slept and you think it's going to be bad. And then you find out that everything that you're afraid of happens. I think initially we just did not know what to expect, and that was the thing that was really hard in terms of things that we lost. Honestly, I don't think we started thinking about that right away. I cried a lot at night. I would think of things, and I had a really bad spell for quite a while of what if. What if I had done this? What if I had done that? Why didn't I run up and get this? Why didn't I do that? Why didn't I think that the fire was going to come over and we could have moved stuff out? And so I had a lot of conversations in my head. I started this blog, and, you know, initially I was probably doing it every day and to just kind of keep people up to date. And then it just ended up, I like to write anyway. It occurred to me that this is a really good way to just kind of document what we're going through, you know, the good and the bad. And so I hadn't read it for a while, and I went back to reread it. And honestly, I had forgotten a lot of things. I was slightly melodramatic. But you know what? I think I was entitled to be because it was a really hard time. And I think, you know, I will cut myself a little bit of slack because it was really hard and stressful. And, you know, you're not sleeping. And you know, where there were parts that made me cry, but then there are parts that made me laugh again, too, because we had some funny things that happened. I had one night, this was actually within the first week. It was the night before we went back to see the house for the first time. We were staying with some friends. And I'm brushing my teeth, and I thought I had a little tube of sensitive teeth toothpaste. I'm thinking to myself, boy, this tastes really bad, and my mouth is kind of tingling. Well, I look down, and it's the same size as the Benadryl tube that was next to it. I was brushing with Benadryl. But it took me probably a minute, and I'm thinking, boy, this is really awful-tasting toothpaste. But I took pictures of the Benadryl tube and the toothpaste to show that upside down, you couldn't tell that they were different. But it was one of my funny stories that, you know, it's like, boy, I was a little stressed out if I couldn't tell I was brushing with the Benadryl. Just little things like that that we look back on and laugh. But for me, the big thing of that, the blog, was just remembering the kindnesses and the help that we got from so many different people. You then turn around, obviously, and pay that forward because you know what it's like. We had the Black Forest fire a year after our Waldo fire. And so I was part of a group of people that went up to Black Forest and we did mentoring meetings. And so we were really able to take our experiences and then help some other people. Because I think for us initially, what was really hard is we just didn't know what to expect. It was very scary. And so we could say, hey, you know, this is really bad today, but guess what? It's going to get better. And you don't think it's going to get better. And in a month or two, it probably won't be better. But in a year, it's going to be better. And in 2 years, it's going to be a lot better. And at 5 years, as we come up to 5 years, I can honestly say we're in a really good place.